I had the privilege to see this restricted site twice this year with the tribe's Wally Jones, who supervised my trip.
I can't give really the location I wanted to, but people do search it.
We first met in April at the Chevron gas station in Beit Chul, about 30 miles south of downtown Phoenix. The tribe did not allow KJZZ to record inside the camp itself, but Jones agreed to let me document our short ride there. No matter who is coming out, Jones stresses they're not tours.
This is not a tourist camp. This is a regulated entry that department processes for the council's consideration for your visit. It's not just anyone can come out here. These are one of the few sites that the community allows non-members to come in and kind of experience what was here.
What was here in 1942 would have equated to Arizona's fourth largest city, home to over 13,000 internees stuck in the Sonoran Desert.
The camp is not maintained. The community has decided to let nature recapture its natural state, but there are remnants of various barracks, facilities,
and at least 230 ornate garden ponds, now dried up, that prisoners built.
It always amazes me that we find these ponds out here, that it was a signal of their tradition and their hope that they would not let their culture fade away.
7 months later, I returned. This time not on my own, but as a guest of the Japanese American Citizens League in a caravan of at least 20 vehicles.
And I was really touched by how emotionally connected the Gila River Indian community was in welcoming the Japanese Americans.
That's Bill Staples Jr., president of the JACL Arizona chapter. I caught up with him at the tribe's Hohogam Heritage Center after a November ceremony. Also there, making the trip from Seattle, was 85-year-old camp survivor Sylvia Domoto.
They've been so welcoming and continue to respect and to keep the land there so that we can say, yes, this really happened. It isn't just a fantasy.
For National Native News, I'm Gabriel Piatarazzo reporting from the Gila River Indian Reservation.